Yeah, yeah. You put the cross in between the... You're like, have you read the Bible?
I have not. No, I guarantee you.
Leviticus, come on!
All right, well, welcome back, everyone. There's still no Shmev. It's still... No, that was a good... That was a nice... Okay. no, still no Shmev. You have the other Evan hosting, because Presley decided that I should. Even though, you know, him and Shmev kind of are the ones that co-created the podcast.
It's not like we invented podcasting.
That would have been a lot more impressive.
It would have been. We should have done that.
It would have been. Also, I hear that you have another Presley thought from Zach again. Another bold thought.
Here's a thought for you.
Uh-oh.
So, the title, The Grinch, is that his name, his ethnicity, or his job?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That is a good one. And aren't there, obviously there are multiple Grinch movies. Isn't there one called The Grinch and another one just called Grinch?
I don't know of the one called Grinch, but I thought it was always called The Grinch.
I thought crazy. So too. Well, there's multiple movies.
Yeah.
There's like three or four?
There's like a cartoon version too, right?
Yeah, the newest cartoon movie is actually a really good movie. I like that Grinch.
It's good.
Is it a different story?
It's basically the same story, or at least similar. But yeah, I know. I know. It's insane. We're on the same wavelength. But no, it was a good movie. Because I always grew up watching the... who was it? Jim Carrey? Is that who played...
Yes.
Yeah. I always grew up watching the Jim Carrey Grinch. But the new animated movie is good, too. But no, okay. So what would that be?
I don't know. I've always wondered where, like, his ethnicity... I've always wondered that.
Here is my take on this. Okay.
Okay.
You ready? In the song, the famous Grinch song, it says, or the narrator says, he's a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yes.
I think it's him.
So you think it's his title?
Wow.
He's him.
His name.
It's almost like that's what most other people would have said.
He also refers to himself as the Grinch.
The Grinch.
He is.
So are there no others like him then?
I guess not.
Well, it's not like no one says the Kanye, you know. It's just Kanye.
Not yet.
Yeah, true. Not yet,
dude.
I'm sure he'll ask us to at some point.
Yeah, for real. But also, we are doing a draft today.
Yeah, I don't know.
Zach has the first overall pick, and we haven't told him what it's going to be yet.
Well, I will tell you. Know what we're drafting yet?
It is the we were talking about the Grinch. Wrong holiday, because this episode will be coming out during the week of Halloween, I believe. So we are going to have a Halloween-themed draft.
Yes.
So anything related to Halloween is fair game. So, Zach, you have the first pick. We'll give you a little bit of time to think about it because, you know, we did kind of spring it upon you.
Okay. But, eat that mic.
No,
But, yes, it's whatever's related to Halloween.
I already have my first pick.
You do? Yeah. Okay.
That was really easy for me, I think, actually. Thank you for giving me the first pick.
I mean, we should
do that every time. If you have, like, first pick, you don't get to know what the draft is.
That would be really interesting, actually. But no, I didn't just give you... I did the random wheel thing to where it picks a name. And I thought that it was going to be me, and I was excited.
Right on the
but
line.
But it was,
right
like, on barely line. On the line, and it was you. And I was like, Zach stole the pick from me.
Suckers. Okay.
Are you drafting suckers?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I am drafting trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Okay. That's a solid...
Somebody was going to take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a really good first pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bud.
Oh, yeah, bud.
Oh yeah, bud. Oh, yeah. Okay. So then I have the next pick based off of, you know, we have the whiteboard up there that says the order. There are a couple different directions that I could go with this. I'm not too sure which one I want to go. Oh, what do I want to do? No, I think I'm. I'm just gonna draft like pumpkins and pumpkin carving.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So pumpkin carving / pumpkins. I'm drafting gourds.
Gourds?
Gourds.
Who carves a gourd?
Gourds.
Have you actually not heard of that?
Such a fun word. I don't say it very often. That might be the first time.
It might be the first time you ever said.
I've never said gourds.
Gourd. Wait, can you say gourd in your accent?
Gourds? Gourds. Gourds.
Schwartz.
You can't say it in like the Jersey accent.
Schwartz.
It's hard to say. Why do you shrug when you do this accent?
I don't know. Just me and Benny and Bonnie came over. She brought a cancer roll. She got out in the car. I told her I didn't like it. I told her to jump off the roof.
So wait, is this like if you're in a mobster movie, this is your accent?
And I ran over with her own car and I took it from my own.
Car.
Car.
Yeah, Gjord.
It's my
Gjord.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh gosh. But no, gourds are like pumpkins, melons, cantaloupes, whatnot. Those are gourds.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. PP, what are you drafting?
Scary movies.
Yeah. Dang. That's I was between pumpkins and scary movies.
And gourds.
And gourds.
Oh my
gourds. I basically drafted gourds.
It's a gourd. Are you doing your list?
I am doing a list. Nice. I'm trying to do both. I'm typically the list guy.
I wonder if Layton's talent's going to come in handy today.
Tape?
He's good with tape.
I'm good with tape.
Tape? Yeah. Why tape?
We found that out.
Oh yeah, that's right.
A month ago?
Yeah.
You weren't here for that.
Yeah, Layton used like a whole roll of tape, but he made it work.
Yeah.
For what?
I can't remember.
Oh, no, just, you know, in general.
Not lending you my tape.
You forgot the tripod or something, and we had to use, like, a music stand, and it wasn't stable, so he, like, ran a bunch of tape to the ground.
There was tape
it was
everywhere.
It was intricate.
No, you should start getting gaff tape. When I started, like, working downtown and stuff and doing audio, gaff tape has been the best tape. It's better than duct tape, in my opinion. And that's a hot take. Hot tape, even.
That's what I thought you were saying. It's a hot take about the hot tape.
Yeah.
What is gaff tape?
I don't know. It's like...
You just drafted.
I just went.
It's like duct tape, but...
Back to back.
But it's... I don't know how to explain it. It's just... It's very similar to duct tape, but it's just better.
Fair enough.
I got this. Tell me if this is allowed or not. Zach said trick-or-treating. That's an action. Can we agree? The act of trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, you're going to...
I know what you're
going to I'm going to go with candy.
Dang it. Yeah, I was actually going to... I was planning on having that be my pick.
After candy, again, I rest my case. Trick-or-treating is the action of doing it, correct?
Yeah, no, candy's
My
different.
Other pick is costumes.
Dang it, you took my two picks.
Why did you get two picks?
Snake draft.
Because snake draft. It's a... Because he got the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like how now it goes to PP.
Oh, no.
You like those? You like those, don't you?
Okay.
They like it.
I'm going to say haunted houses.
Oh, that's a great one, Presley. Good job.
Very nice. Very nice.
Why are we talking like this?
I don't know.
It's better than the other accent.
No. Okay. A lot of my picks already got selected, so I'm going to go with some I was hoping that I could get later, but this is the only thing I could think of right now.
Dang.
Yeah, I know. You guys picked... Man, haunted houses, costumes, and candy. Those were literally going to be my next three. So I guess I'm just going to go with, you know, like Halloween decorations.
Oh, that's great.
Halloween decor.
It's like a costume for your house.
Oh my gosh, it is.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I can come up with four other things.
I literally just Googled Halloween things.
We're going to have to get creative.
Okay.
I don't know a better way to think of it. Also, Zach, you do get multiple picks.
I get multiple picks.
Back to back, baby.
All right, my next pick is going to be Okay. My next pick. Oh, I see, this is crazy because I love this, but a lot of people don't. And I'm not going to pick it because I'm going to win. All right. I'm going to go on Haunted Hayride.
Okay.
That was going to be my literal next one.
Your literal next one? Well.
Haunted Hayride.
I actually do enjoy those. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go with ghosts for my other one.
That's good. Okay. This legitimately was going to be my next pick, and I will let you guys veto it if it is too similar to ghosts. I was going to say ghost stories or scary stories.
That's different.
Okay, yeah, ghost stories. Because I'm like, it's not the same as movies, like
Someone
scary movies.
These
I am.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So I have my scary stories.
Is it back to me?
It is back to you.
Those are my literal next two.
How do you think I felt about candy costumes in Haunted House? I was like, well, I don't even know what to do. Well. Also, again, this is just Halloween, like, things or something similar to Halloween. It doesn't have to be exact. We can be a little loose.
Mm. Loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey. Mm.
This is more difficult than I anticipated.
It is, but it's for the theme.
I'm going to say pumpkin pie.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. What is your all's thoughts on pumpkin pie? Do you like it?
I love it.
I like pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin pie when it's homemade. Pumpkin pie when you get it from the store is just kind of eh.
From Costco. Have you had it from Costco?
No, because Costco actually, you wouldn't think that Costco would have really good stuff because, like, oh, you just buy everything in bulk. It can't be that good. Costco has some good stuff.
They got good food. Their pizza.
Dude, their wieners. Pizza. Dude, okay, when I was, I'm going to give Layden some time to think.
Thank you.
Because when I was younger, my family used to always go on Costco trips. That's where we'd go to buy like a whole bunch of groceries and whatnot. And it was always my favorite thing because my mom would always let me get lunch there because it was so cheap. Because I would get a huge hot dog and a drink for less than
$2.
Yeah. Be less than $2 for a huge hot dog. And wasn't just huge because I was like a little kid or whatever. Like the thing was the size of two hot dogs combined into one. And you get a free drink with it and it's less than $2. I'm like, looking back on it, it has to be the worst quality food ever for them to actually make a profit out of it.
It's a hot dog.
But my gosh, it was fantastic. Same with the pizza. You get like a third of a pizza in one slice.
Mm-hmm.
Costco is so underrated.
I think the actual deal with that is they just lose money on that, but it builds up hype for people to come.
It might.
Because while they're in the store, maybe they'll buy something.
Yeah, no, Costco's great because, I mean, you have to spend like $1,000 every time you go there, but you spend $1,000 on like $500 worth of food.
Yeah.
It's a great deal. All right, well, Leitonanon, you get back-to-back picks.
So did someone already say ghosts?
Zach did. Zach got ghosts. Okay. I got ghost stories.
I'm going to go with vampires because I think they're cool.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
One of the most hurtful things anyone's ever said to me is when I didn't have braces yet, they said, you should be a vampire for Halloween.
Oh, wow.
Said that to my face.
That was rude.
Thanks, Ryan. I still hate you.
You're like, I'm going to draft terrorizing Ryan on Halloween.
Oh, man.
Wow. All right. Well, you got some vampires.
This is a stretch, but not really.
Okay.
It's a stretch.
It's a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Chainsaws.
No, that's fair. I see that. That's fair. I think that works
that's
very
absolutely
well.
Fair.
Is it fair?
It's fair.
Okay, good.
You know, I had one, and I lost it.
Okay, I was going to say, I was really scared that you were going to take mine, because I actually just thought of a really good one. It kind of has to do... You know, I feel like it's close enough to Halloween to where it counts.
What was it?
It is my turn, right?
It is your turn, yes. Okay. No, I'm not saying... Well, I guess I could say... But I can't say in front of him.
My bad.
Because it's his turn.
I'm going to say mummies.
Oh. That's really good, Presley.
Thank you, Layton.
That is a good one. You. I was going to say, I don't know... If you guys want to veto this, that is fair. Because as we kept saying fair, I kept thinking of... Oh, yeah, the fair is a really big thing around Halloween time. So can I say the fair?
Yeah, sure.
That's fair. That is fair. Yes, but as we just kept saying that, I was like, oh, wait, like the fair or a carnival. I was like, wait, that actually works so well.
So do I get one or two more picks?
You get two picks this round, and then you'll have one more as the last pick.
Okay.
Golly.
All right. So it's my turn now, right?
Yes. Back to back.
Y'all are going to be so mad. Jump scares.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, that's a good one.
Jump scares.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'll take it.
My next one.
My next one.
I'm ready.
Skeletons.
Okay.
Ooh. Spooky, scary skeletons. I like that. Okay.
Y'all are going quick.
I didn't really think of, like, the creature aspect, and I feel like I need a creature, so I'm going to go with werewolves.
Okay. Good job.
Thank you, autocorrect. I guess I misspelled that.
That's okay.
I know, I'm...
Is it me again?
It is already you again.
Presley,
I know.
Presley, hurry up.
Wait, is that actually how you spare werewolves? W-E-R-E, then wolves?
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't realize it was W-E-R-E.
What? Werewolves?
Yeah.
It's like you're wearing a wobble.
But that wouldn't be...
Yeah, no, I was confused about it because I typed in...
W-E-A-R?
Yeah, I typed in that, but then it's like, oh no, it's W-E-R-E. So I guess I've never spelt werewolves before. The more you know.
I don't think I
have. Can I phone a friend?
You have scary movies, haunted houses, pumpkin pie, and mummies.
How many more do I need before this is over?
You only need two more.
Okay.
You have one, Layton has two, then you have one, I have one, Zach has one, and we're done. It's over.
Oh, thank goodness. Then we have to do the thumbnails.
Oh. No, we don't have to.
Well, I mean, I also, you know, we'll probably tell like a little spooky, scary story or something afterwards because I don't know if the draft will take up enough time.
This might be a stretch.
Thinking ahead.
Okay.
We've already stretched.
Okay. I like to stretch.
Bopping for apples.
No,
what?
I think that.
Who the? What?
It's a fall activity.
It's a fall activity. You know what? I think that counts.
I've never done it.
That reminds me of The Office when Erin almost passes out. Yeah. She goes out, she's like, I ate two whole apples.
They thought she died.
All right. Well, you got your apples. You're bobbing for them. Mm-hmm. Now, Layton, back to back picks. The last two picks for you.
I'm not going to lie. I think this might be the most well-valued pick to get it this late.
Okay.
Wow. Frankenstein.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's a good one, to be honest, guys.
Frankenstein.
I think so. I think the viewers will like that one. Although, now, this one.
Are any of us going to be jerks and say, well, actually, you mean Frankenstein's monster?
No.
No.
I hate it when people say that. I'm like, I know that Frankenstein's the doctor or whatever else, but I'm like, the monster's basically Frankenstein. Yeah, that's what everyone knows.
They should have named it better.
They should. This one, a little weird, but cemeteries.
Like... No!
Really? Were you thinking that?
That is a good one, Layton.
That actually is a really good one.
Yeah.
Cemeteries.
I actually really liked my draft, and I didn't prepare at all.
Nor did I. None of us, to be fair, none of us even really did. I didn't think about it at all. But okay, cemetery. I would not have thought of that. That was a really good pick, especially for your last. All right, Presley, you have your last pick coming up.
Mine's going to be so controversial.
I'm realizing there's one that I think I'm good with if I can get it.
So, can you explain to me the parameters of what I am supposed to be picking exactly?
Halloween.
Something related to it.
Something related to Halloween. Or at this point, just kind of, I mean, since I have like the fair or a carnival or something, as long as it's kind of like around Halloween time.
If you need a reference, just refer to the draft.
What? I'm drafting fall time.
Well, I don't think you can do that.
No.
That's a bit...
That's a stretch.
I feel like if we were doing a fall draft, you could then draft Halloween. But I think if we're doing a Halloween draft, you can't draft fall.
Yeah, like that would be like if you picked pumpkin spice. Like, what's scary about pumpkin spice besides the people that order it?
I'm going to order pumpkin spice.
I was going to say pumpkin spice is actually a pretty good one.
But that it's not related.
It's not really Halloween. It's just fall.
If you can do pumpkin pie or pumpkin spice, I feel should be on there.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, I was actually going to go with something else because it's not exactly... It is Halloween related, but not exactly Halloween related. Because I did pumpkin carving, which 100% is. But I'm thinking that going to a pumpkin patch, I feel like that counts.
That's an experience.
Okay. Doing a pumpkin patch. I'll wait in case Subway Zach doesn't hear it. I almost said a different one. But pumpkin patch, I feel like is fair. You have the very last pick.
Okay. You either love it or you hate it. Candy corn.
Oh. I don't know why. I knew you were going to say candy
I
corn.
Love candy corn, man. It's good.
Like it. I don't.
Oh, yeah. The only other thing I could think of was, I was like, ooh, like a corn maze or something.
Oh.
Maze would have been good.
Maybe I should have picked. I mean, corn mazes are at pumpkin patches. I don't know if you guys will count that or not. But.
Oh, my goodness. The stretch is good. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the stretch was good, apparently. Okay. Well, anyway, we will be right back with the results. All right, and the scores have been tallied up for who won the draft, our Halloween draft.
Boo.
Just as a... That was scary. Nobody drafted boos. I mean, we draft things like jump scares and whatnot, so I mean, kind of, but...
What is a boo?
Layton's my boo.
Oh, yeah. I think that's all the answer you need.
Yeah.
Boo boy.
Yeah, he completes me. See, I have the bottom half, and he has the top.
Wait. Shmev just sent me his rankings.
Are you serious?
I was gonna. Do we want to include those?
Heck yeah.
Oh wait, did he see it?
No, he sent me. Well, I sent the picture of it in the group chat, and he personally sent me his rankings. Do we want to add those?
Sure.
Heck yeah. Wait, let me see if he put me on the top.
He put there's my vote for the fall draft. If you need a tiebreaker,
am I on top?
I was gonna, but I okay. Do no, just include real it, quick. Include do it. We want to include it. Okay, we'll hear. We will be back in just one more cut. Alrighty, so we are now back. Scores have been tallied again with Shmev's vote to where all of a sudden he just Shmev just sent me another text saying that when he saw our group chat, he said that that made me laugh out loud in this crowd of people. When he realized that I was going to include his vote in this.
Oh, yeah.
I got a feeling he screwed me.
Okay, so I just as a reminder for our drafts, Zach had the first pick. He picked trick-or-treating, haunted hayrides, ghosts, jump scares, skeletons, and candy corn.
Yeah.
I had the next pick. I went pumpkin carving, Halloween decor, ghost stories, the fair or the carnival, werewolves, and the pumpkin patch. Presley had scary movies, haunted houses, pumpkin pies, mummies, bobbing for apples, Zach's favorite, and pumpkin spice. And Layton had candy, costumes, vampires, chainsaws, Frankenstein, and cemeteries.
Dang it. Okay. I like that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's pretty dang good, buddy.
Should be.
Okay, right. So I will say, coming in last place, both before and after the Shmev votes, is me.
Oh,
what?
I came in last.
Wow. What?
I know you put me first, which I was really surprised by. I was honored.
I loved your list.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But yeah, no, the Parker Bros were not as impressed.
Wow. It was close.
No, it was very close between everyone, and no, I feel like my list, I could definitely see it being last. I don't like Halloween decorations at two. I like Halloween decorations being drafted, just not at two. Just I wasn't sure what to draft because my other ones got drafted.
This was hard.
But no, yeah. I will say, at least before Shmev's points, one person had 7, 2 people had 6, 1 person had 5, and I was the person with 5, so it was very close. Then afterwards, somebody has 7, somebody has 8, somebody has 9, somebody has 10. I had 7. But then the person who now
7, 8, 9, 10.
Comes the person who now comes in third, because the final score is going to be according
to Shmev's.
It's going
to
be according to Shmev's as well. It's Layton.
That makes no sense.
Did he win before?
Layton won before.
Oh, I literally knew it. Screw you. Screw you. That was a great draft.
I love that even though Shmev is not here, he's already made Layton mad.
That makes no sense.
I will say, yeah, because I'll say at least I think part of it is Shmev. Is Shmev texts me back, not first he's spot. Like, he didn't say, here's my rankings for the Halloween draft. He said, here are my rankings for the fall draft. So I think he thought that it was fall, not Halloween. So he probably didn't appreciate, like, chainsaws much or something else to where it fits more with that.
That's true.
But no, Layton, you won narrowly to where they each had 6 points. Sorry. And you had 7 points, but he put you last. So
you're going to put something in the chat?
Screw you,
That's funny.
That's amazing.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, but then one of you has 9 points, one of you has 10 points, because you've both been elevated by Shmev over Layton.
Elevated. All
right. So just, so, okay.
That's okay.
The That's winner okay. with 10 points of the Halloween draft.
Oh, don't do the whole.
Whoa. Presley!
Wow. No!
Presley won the Halloween draft.
Bobbing for apples and pumpkin spice for Halloween?
Both of those he loves. Okay. Pumpkin spice is special.
Screw you, Shmev.
Yeah. We shouldn't have included Shmev. I did put Presley at number one, though, actually. Surprisingly.
Listen, when he comes back and he realizes this is a Halloween draft, he is going to declare me the winner rightfully. Also, Evan, I was really hoping you would have won. I loved your draft.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I was hoping I would have won.
Yeah, no,
I expected to lose.
When I saw what Shmev texted me, how it went, Presley, Zach, myself, Layden, I'm just like, I think that just completely flipped what the scores were.
Wow. Wow.
But that was really, really close.
It's about how you handle the loss, not the fact that you lost.
Yeah, but anyway, so Presley, how do you feel that Shmev declared you the winner, basically?
I feel like I've only won two of these.
Well, hey, now you've won, wait, two before? Or was this your second one?
I think two total.
Okay.
I think I've won one. Or
you've won at least one.
We've all won at least one.
Yeah.
I know I've technically won the most just because when Noah was here, for some reason, he would always put me first. Oh, shout out to you, Noah.
Should we text Noah real quick?
Yeah, text Noah real quick. Noah, what do you think? I just love that Shmev saw it and he's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna do this. I didn't even think that he would respond to it. It's just so funny because he's in Knoxville with at the game, right?
Yep. He probably will be every other recording session.
That's very true. That's very true. But no, also, we have a Knoxville trip coming up soon.
We do.
Yes.
I know. How about you guys, just because my voice needs to rest for a little bit, either Presley or Layden, do you guys want to talk about the trip coming up?
Not Zach, no.
I don't want Zach to talk.
Zach's going, right?
It's not like I'm a UT fan or anything. You're going, aren't you? The only one in the room. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we went last year. Yes, it was fun.
We made a vlog about it.
We did, and we need to do that again. Last year, it was a lot of fun. Speaking of, I just hope I don't get sick.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was terrible for you.
Yeah.
Quick side note, the beach vlog will be done soon.
Oh!
I honestly just didn't want to mess with it after all the problems.
How many times did you have to edit that? Re-edit it? Five times?
Five. Technical difficulties. But
and how... And how long, roughly, is the vlog?
About a little under an hour.
So for if you round up, you had to re-edit an hour video five different times.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get all the way through five times, but at least
is it gonna be too long?
Everything in there is still relevant. I might could get it down to 45 minutes.
And if it's relevant, YouTube kind of likes the longer run times.
Yeah.
We're not in the days of just like posting a 10-minute video anymore.
Well, I'm sure that was the max.
Yeah,
huh? That's crazy.
You can only post up to 10 minutes on YouTube for a long time.
Oh, really? Yeah. I did not know that.
That's why a lot of videos just ended up being 10 minutes. That's cool.
I think it's because of the servers. They didn't have enough space to accommodate longer videos. But anyways,
that would make sense.
So that will not be done at Christmas. That will hopefully be done before Christmas. So... Anyway.
Only about 6 months later or so.
But yeah, the vlog that we did last year made me think of it, and I thought that was going to be hours long, but that was only like half an hour.
Oh.
So this beach trip will probably be our longest one, which makes more sense because that was a full week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
So a lot to put in.
Yeah. But yeah, hopefully you won't get sick this year.
Yes, and I can enjoy the game
We'll be going to our second game all together in November. Early November.
Yeah, I requested the time off, but if I don't get that time off, I'll just quit.
I was not expecting
that. That's the attitude.
I don't know why, but I kind of thought you were going to say it. I'm like, no, he's not going to say that.
He said it.
No, it's so dumb, though. Like, my work, we have it's like a month period. So you can't request off any earlier than 2 months before the date, and you can't request off any later than a month before.
So
you have a
spot.
1 month window.
Oh, I haven't heard about the earlier thing. Like, at my job, weird. I have to schedule everything at least a month in advance.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a comp day or something, because I work a weekend. I'm not supposed to, but that's different. For scheduling vacation, it's the same thing to where, you can schedule it, but it has to be at least a month in advance. But you could do like up to a year in advance or something. I haven't heard of it has to be between that window.
That's actually
really it's because it's stupid.
I did mine 7 months in advance for
seven months.
We have a family vacation, and it's going on in May, and I already requested off.
Yep.
Just to make sure that we got a good day.
I love those videos that are like, oh, hey, don't forget about that day. It's like 6 months from
now. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, I got you, I got you. And it's like 3 months later, you're like, hey, just wanted to remind you, I got that day off. You know?
Yeah, okay, yeah, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Hey, next week, I'm going. Yep.
Sounds good, man. I'm making the schedule right now. All right.
Hey, boss, don't forget, I got to go tomorrow.
Where the frick do you think you're going? You can't abandon this team.
I requested off.
You need to be a team player.
It was months ago.
You're not invested in this company.
I am docking your pay.
Yes.
That's how that goes.
You go on this trip, you're not coming back with a job.
I am taking your bonus.
I have seen that. I love that.
Oh, that's so funny. Funny.
That's why you should get a good job.
Yeah.
I know. Easier said than done. 2 days before.
Really? Wait, what?
Yeah, I've asked for days off, like 2 or 3 days notice. So
I feel like I could, depending on like what's going on. Like if someone else isn't off and I really need to get off, I can ask off, I feel like. I'm pretty understanding.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Actually, I'll tell you after. I can't say it.
I love when you do that.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I just want to say something. And I know you're not doing it on purpose, but that, as a listener, would piss me off. I'd be so mad.
I'm sorry. It's just sometimes I get excited to tell my friends stuff, and then I realize I can't say it over the air.
Yeah.
The air.
Yeah, we're live right now.
The air.
Anyway, that is funny, though. I like when you do that.
Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling us. Yeah, don't forget. Don't forget it.
Forget what?
Anyway, no, but I'm really looking forward to that Knoxville trip, because that is the first time that I ever went to Knoxville or went to really a football game at all. Never been to a football game before.
That was my first college game.
It was my first college game for anything, because even though I went to MTSU, I never went to a game there.
Why would you?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of it. There's no team spirit at that school, which I know sounds harsh. I kind of appreciate, so that way you don't get like pressured into having to go do this or that.
Yeah. I feel like if I went to UT, there would be this pressure to care about football.
I feel like when you go to a big school like that, especially in the South, like in the SEC, there's going to be pressure. Like, if you're not rooting for us and you're a diehard fan, then why are you even here?
Yeah, that's why you go there.
Yeah, it kind of is, at least for some people. But, yeah, for me it was kind of nice because it's like, you just go, you leave, there's no pressure for anything. It's just like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to go home and eat and maybe study a little bit.
I really don't understand? Mm-hmm. When a community college... And I can dog them because I went there. When a community college will adopt a mascot, even though they have no sports teams. I don't understand that.
It's all about the brand. That's why they do it. So you sell t-shirts.
It makes me happy
whatever.
I went there before they did it. Because I don't... I would have disowned that mascot.
I'll say, I still love...
It's just that, a marching band.
That'd be great. Yeah. I still love how you were on a billboard in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
For the community college, and you had no idea.
I signed a bunch of release forms. I didn't read them. So.
That is hilarious to me that on 24 or 65 or something like that.
I still got that.
I think it was 65.
So that was on 65.
I still have a picture of
that somewhere. That you have a billboard of you.
Yep.
For the college.
That's Did you just see it one day? Is that how you found out?
No, people kept sending me pictures of it or telling me, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
That is the most random and funny thing to just, you're just on a billboard.
It was cool.
What?
We should rent a billboard for the pod. Okay,
that would be so cool.
That would be cool. I was going to say, that's going to cost a lot of money.
Probably do it for a day.
Just get a big banner.
go up there at night. A billboard existing. We'll put up one ourselves.
Just put a banner over a billboard.
Yeah.
That's already there.
Exactly.
Like, we're suing you. We're like, we didn't do it. We just have loyal fans.
We just have loyal fans.
I really want to, like, have you seen those memes where someone will get a full-sized cutout of themselves, a picture of themselves, full-size, and go put it in a store somewhere just to see how long it'll stay there?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that guy did an experiment with, what was it? It was like Quick Check or Come and Go, like one of those gas stations. And he literally put up like a thing of himself and it said, ask about the Tony special, but they had nothing called the Tony special. They're like,
We don't have that.
But then the gas station ended up sponsoring him and making something called like the Tony nice. Special.
That is amazing. No, I would actually love to do something like that. You just get a random billboard, just put up somewhere. Like you do
or
one for like
or a banner.
Yeah, or a banner. But you get like a cutout of yourself at like the Home Depot, and you buy just like a home. Like you just have like a hammer in your hand or whatever. That'd be fantastic.
I've seen that Cracker Barrel. Well, they'll just like put a picture of themselves, but make it look really
like
old timey.
Like a family photo.
Yeah, like a family photo.
That's a good point.
Love to do that.
We are in the South, and I know a lot of people love it. What are your guys' thoughts on Cracker Barrel? Because
depends.
As someone from California, I personally think that it is not good at all. The gift shop is fun. I like the gift shop aspect as you're waiting around. You have the old wooden chairs from like the 1830s on the front porch. It's fun. It's a fun little atmosphere. But the food is not good from what I've had.
It depends on
it
which
depends
one.
On location greatly.
So is it
heavily.
More like if it big word. So is it more like if you go out in the I just had to say that
you
for
just
you.
Got
Zach.
Zacked.
I just had to say that for you. But so is it if you go out in the country, it's better, or is it something to where you have to be in like Franklin or some or like Brentwood?
Franklin has a good one. Brentwood, I think they've got a good
one. Spring Hill has a bad one.
So yeah, the one in Spring Hill sucks.
Does Spring Hill have any good restaurants?
No, they have a lot of. That's about it.
That is true. I know because Spring Hill is in my work territory, so I drive through there all the time. The Panda Express isn't horrible. I'll eat at the Panda Express.
The Popeyes didn't work out.
No, the close. Popeyes did not. No,
KFC did not work out. Mama D's is going downhill.
Has Spring Hill gone to hell?
It's on its way there.
Okay, it's on
about
its way
a month
there.
Or two ago. Spring Hill just had a smell.
This is true.
It's true.
It just
really?
Smelled.
What?
We went out to
no
eat.
No one knows
I don't
why.
I don't know who it was with. I just remember standing outside the restaurant, and it's like every time I get out of the car, it just stinks.
People started putting something on I Heart Spring Hill. Like, why does it smell outside?
Yeah,
and no one knew why.
No one knew.
Wow,
they just had a terrible like sewage smell. I don't know.
But to be fair, that's every day in Nashville.
Yeah,
I went by the other day. They were doing some like sewer work. Mm. I am not kidding you. It was literally the worst thing I have ever smelled in my life.
I mean, it's
you were
literal crap.
Yeah.
So.
No,
I was
they.
On a farm.
I think you may have seen. Well, no, you're never out late enough to see. At the end of the night, like they have to deep clean the streets. There are like these huge. Like work vehicle, government vehicles,
like
I guess.
The sweepers on them or whatnot.
Yeah, they literally like douse the entire streets with soap because of throw up, because of sewage, the homeless people defecating, and it's just like they have to deep clean it.
Do they do that on just like the main road?
On Broadway.
On Broadway?
They
that's
don't
where
do
most
it on many
it,
other parts.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably wouldn't have. Maybe you can do it on like an adjacent street or whatever. Like maybe the street that has like the Wild Horse Saloon or whatever on it. What was that, second or whatever? I don't know. Yeah.
That's third, I think. Third,
Broadway is the big problem.
Yeah, Broadway is the big one because that's where all the traffic is.
Yeah, and then, oh my gosh. The tax.
Tax getting
let's
worked
get political.
Up.
The taxis downtown.
Oh, taxis.
I thought he was going to say taxes.
The taxis downtown can literally go to hell.
I think they're already
there. They're
already
there.
I could care less. I kid you not. We'll
you
be in a green. We will be in a green light. I'm on my way home, and these taxis will literally just stop in the middle of the road trying to get a fare from somebody. And I'll just just lay on my horn until they move again. I just sit there. I promise you, I've done it for a minute before until they start moving again. Because it's a green light. You're supposed to go. You're in the middle of the road. I'm trying to get home. I do not care about your livelihood. Go home.
I do not care about your livelihood.
Yeah.
Love it.
Zach,
23. So annoying. Oh my gosh. That's probably one of the most annoying parts of downtown for me.
Let me tell you this.
Stupid taxis.
I want you to picture this. You're going through a nice, like, city. Everyone, like, looks nice and is dressed nice and it smells good. And there's trees and it looks lively and there's people coming in and out of shops. There's the right amount of people. No one's drunk. Like, everyone's sober and they're aware of their surroundings. And
it's
what
a nice
city
day.
Maybe Franklin. But, you know, it's like a nice city. That is not Nashville.
That is not Nashville.
It is literally
it is the exact opposite.
I feel like it could have been at one point.
Maybe at one point.
I mean, sure, yeah.
Not it's now. Literally the opposite of every single thing I just described.
That is true. And Nashville especially has a bad one when it comes to people drinking and drunk problem. But is there a large city in the U.S. that you couldn't describe as that?
Because,
I mean, like, Franklin, yeah.
It's but nice at the same
time, Franklin's like it's a town. It's not a city. It's a town.
Yeah.
It's a large town, legally, but it's not a city.
It's a city, but, you know.
Well, I mean, legal. Well, I mean,
But, I mean, like, the downtown area is not like a city.
Okay. Right, yeah. right.
That's why they call it downtown.
It is.
Yeah. Cruising through the alleys.
Like Spring Hill. It's a city, but it's not like Nashville.
It's like city of Spring Hill, city of Franklin.
Like, I just get my car. Yeah,
yeah, but you could even say, like, Thompson Station's a city because it's incorporated, but Thompson Station has, like, 5,000 people living there.
This is fair.
This is fair.
Because
fair.
It's too expensive.
In Nashville, there's 5,000 people all around your little circle.
Yeah. I will say, one of my favorite parts of my day, and I don't do this all the time, but sometimes after I get off work, I'll go to one of the hot dog stands. And believe it or not, these hot dog stands, or at least the one I go to, is not bad. They'll, like, grill the bun for me. They'll put, like, grilled onions on it, a little bit of mustard.
So it's like an actual, it's not just like a hot dog with, like, some ketchup and mustard. They actually give you a hot dog.
Oh, a hot dog. Man.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a big one, too. It's a big old wiener, man. And it's delicious.
I like it when, yeah. So another big thing that I do, I will give this to Nashville, and I like this about any major city. Just like when you walk through the street and you look, are you dying?
A little bit. Sorry.
Are you dying?
I just need to double check.
I'm going to take a cough drop. Don't mind me.
You just look up and you see really tall, nice buildings.
Yeah.
That part is maybe the only thing I really, really love about Nashville, but that's any big city.
You know what I think would be a really fun thing for us to do?
Why?
Move. I'm half kidding. You know how fun it would be? The entire country is moving to Middle Tennessee, especially. Oh,
yeah. Well, I don't want to
just
go
leave.
It's already getting called Nash Vegas.
Has got to be cheaper than this crap hole.
I know.
I need to take those home.
I'm moving to Texas. Everyone's moving to Texas.
Why are we doing this?
Why?
I'm sorry I started this.
I can't believe that.
No, you don't get to talk. You don't get to talk after that. No,
I'll clean it up.
Thank you for watching.
Just glad
we have some. Our ducks are not in a row.
I'm just glad that didn't hit the camera.
I was careful. We just committed mass genocide against our rubbery friends.
They just ducked us over. So,
let's see what she did there.
Let's get out of here.
Those poor ducks. Yeah, I'm hungry. We have ducks to clean up. Thank you for watching. Tune in next time to where we'll probably have Shmev back, but who knows? Because apparently all five of us, it's impossible to be on for the same podcast. Anyway, thank you for joining us for this session.
Awkwardness.
Yes.